On the morning of March 9th, Miami told Tua Tagovailoa it was over and ate $99.2 million in dead money to say it, the largest such charge in NFL history. By that same evening, he'd agreed to terms in Atlanta for the veteran minimum. That single day is the whole price, quarterback 31, pick 196, for a man who is a franchise quarterback at breakfast and a backup by dinner. The season, on quarterback scoring, the standard 4-point passing convention, identical to half PPR for quarterbacks, 14 games, 260 of 384, 68% for 2,660 yards, 20 touchdowns against 15 interceptions, 30 sacks. Only Geno Smith threw more picks, 11.5 points a game, 31st among quarterbacks per game, 25th in total. Miami benched him for the final three games. A seventh-round rookie, Quinn Ewers, got the job, and the head coach said the rookie gave them the best chance to win. 6-8 as a starter, per the reporting, on a 7-10 team. The career makes the cliff visible. Five straight seasons between 13-5 and 17-8 a game. The top of that band is as recent as 2022. And then 11-5, two full points below his previous career low. The efficiency profile that made him a top 10 fantasy passer at his peak didn't erode last year. It fell off a shelf. The pattern beat the rushing floor rule. Top six quarterback seasons built on 25% plus rushing production repeat at 61% against 24 for pocket passers has nothing for him. 3% of his points came on the ground. No floor, no fade, no cohort for a benching. What the library can say is only this. 20 touchdowns against 15 picks with no rushing value is what 11-5 a game looks like, arithmetically, every time.
Muffed!
The situation is one August competition, dated carefully. The release was informed on March 9th and processed after the league year opened, with the post-June 1st designation splitting the record charge across two caps, per ESPN. Atlanta signed him the same day it lost its own certainty. Michael Penix Jr. is the incumbent, rehabbing the ACL he tore in week 11. And through June minicamp, he wasn't cleared for full team drills. So Tua took the starter reps, per NFL.com's minicamp roundup. Kevin Stefanski, hired in January, said it out loud. Nobody's getting handed a job in June. The offense is Tommy Reese's to call. The general manager and the president of football, Matt Ryan, and a new chair, are new too. And Tua's own June framing was all competition and mentorship at once. One respectful footnote the file requires, the concussion history that defined his Miami arc stayed out of the 2025 story. The benching was football, not medical, per the release coverage. The price, QB 31 at pick 196. The slot paid 11.5 last season, he produced 11.5. To the decimal, the market has priced the season he just had and attached zero premium for the job he might win. Our verdict, no call. Price equals production exactly, and we won't out-argue arithmetic, but we'll name what the arithmetic can't see. If Penix's knee keeps him out of 11-on-11s into August, Tua opens the season as a starting quarterback acquired for one pick after 195, and this row reprices overnight. The caveat cuts back just as hard. If Penix is cleared, you drafted a backup, and the 11-5 was the last starter season on the resume.
Watch Penix clearance date, everything keys on it, then the preseason rep split, and whether the 20-15 ratio was the offense dying around him or the arm coming down with it. August answers all three. The price for now answers none. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster. Every player, every week, all season.